Today's word is sacrament. From the Latin sacramentum, meaning sacred oath or a military oath, a sacrament is a sensible sign, productive of grace. In other words, the sacrament in its external rite is a symbol, namely an exterior representation of a reality not attainable by the senses. For example, in baptism, the exterior sign, constituted by the water and the words pronounced by the minister, symbolizes and represents an interior and invisible reality, namely the renewal and purification of the soul. The sacrament, therefore, is not only the symbol of a superior reality, but produces by virtue of the latent action of God that same reality which it signifies. It is, therefore, a sign that really contains what it represents, realizing and producing it as a true cause. The elements that concur in the intrinsic constitution of a sacrament are, therefore, two: symbolism and causality, the concept of sign and the concept of cause, closely bound up in reciprocal relationship. The existence, the constitution of the sensible rite, and the efficacy of the individual sacraments is dependent on their institution by Jesus Christ. Indeed, only He who is God could attach to poor and material elements, like water, oil, bread, etc., the power of producing spiritual and supernatural effects, like sanctifying grace, sacramental grace, and sacramental character. The peaceful possession of this doctrine by the Church, fruit of many centuries of reflection on the data of Revelation, see, for example, Romans 6:3-11, was disturbed by the 16th century reformers, who denied that the sacraments of the New Law have the dignity of being causes of grace, and considered them to be mere symbols exciting to faith, as Luther did, or pledges of divine benevolence, as Calvin did, or identification cards of church membership, as Zwingli did, or mere insignia distinguishing the faithful from infidels, as Carlstadt did. The Council of Trent asserted, against such impoverishment of dogma, the causal efficacy of the sacraments, and condemned one after another the errors of Protestantism in the 13 canons of the 7th session. Likewise, the modernists, who repeated in substance Luther's error, were condemned by Pius X in 1907. The Council of Trent defined that 7 sacraments, neither more nor less, were instituted by Jesus Christ, namely, baptism, confirmation, the Eucharist, penance, extreme unction, holy orders, and matrimony. Actually, Holy Scripture and the Fathers speak of 7 rites, in which are verified the distinctive elements of a sacrament. Therefore, the sacraments instituted by Christ are 7. We grant that neither the Bible nor tradition enunciates in an abstract and exclusive way the septenary number, and that it is only in the 12th century that we are able to find such formal enumeration of the 7 sacraments, but that does not mean that the ancient writers did not know the fact. It merely indicates that, although they admitted and used the 7 rites, they had neither the occasion nor the means to list them as 7. They did not have the occasion, both on account of the lack of errors in this matter, with the corresponding lack of stimulus to profound doctrinal analysis and abstract expression, and on account of the practical nature of these institutions, which was conducive rather to stressing their right use than to constructing their theoretical synthesis. They did not have the means. They knew indeed that baptism, confirmation, etc., consist of a symbolic rite with the power of producing that which they signify, but their knowledge did not extend beyond the mere fact. Even when Origen and Saint Augustine began the process of abstraction following the Neoplatonic philosophy which was wont to stop at symbolism rather than to sound the mysteries of causality, they found it easy to apply the notion of sign to our rites, but had no incentive to developing in their respect the idea of cause. Thus appeared the abstract concept of sacrament as a sacred sign, a concept so vague and indetermined as to allow placing in the same category all the symbols with which the liturgy overflowed. Only when the scholastics of the 12th and 13th centuries, favored by the Aristotelian philosophy, added to the idea of sign a differentiating characteristic, that of cause, did it become easy to reserve the name sacrament to those sacred signs which at once were cause of what they symbolized, and to group under one heading and label the 7 rites productive of grace. On the other hand, the fact that the list of the 7 sacraments, once formally determined, was unanimously accepted by the theologians and immediately accepted throughout the Catholic world, tends to prove that the list was merely an expression of what the Church had been always practicing and explicitly teaching. Such practice and doctrine are efficaciously supported by the ancient heretical sects, the Nestorians, Monophysites, Jacobites, etc., who, though separated from the Catholic Church from the 5th and 6th centuries, profess the 7 sacraments. Therefore, even in those remote times, the tradition of the 7 sacraments was deep-rooted, for had there been any doubt about the apostolic origin of such doctrine, The heretics would have capitalized on such doubt by abandoning the sacramental septenary in order to create a deeper moat between them and Rome.